Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Tara Pickens, director of the Kirkwood Washington Regional Center, about some things that high school students and their parents should be thinking about ahead of the 2017-2018 school year and some upcoming deadlines. Coming up soon is a deadline for the high school students.
Yeah, now that we're in the month of March, we're really focused on getting our college credit and high school pre-registration forms in from our school district partners. So March 15th, again, is the deadline for a high school student planning to earn college credit while in high school for next year. Information is on our Washington Regional website, kirkwood.edu/Washington Regional. All of the forms and everything that's needed is there on that website to be able to get paperwork in for that March 15th deadline.
And these are classes that save students here locally money at the high school level and then before they go to college?
Yeah, it's just these courses are just a great opportunity for lots of different reasons. Of course, there's the cost savings. Since the regional center has been open, Washington County families have saved nearly $1.2 million in tuition expenses. But the courses are really just a great way for a high school student to explore for different career opportunities, to figure out what might be a great fit for them, what might not they enjoy later in life, to be able to do that without incurring college debt, and just to really just get a jump start on their college career.
And real quickly, can you highlight a couple of the academies that are available to high school students?
Sure. A lot of great hands-on opportunity for students in addition to our traditional arts and science programming. Some great career and technical ed hands-on academies that we offer, advanced manufacturing, welding, architecture, construction, and engineering, a transportation academy that focuses on either auto technician or auto collision repair, some also technology-focused academies such as our information technology or graphic design, EMT, patient care within the healthcare field. There's just really an opportunity available for pretty much any student interest.
And those students, once they get registered, is there an orientation process?
Yeah, the March 15th deadline is not locking a student into an academy experience. It's letting us know they're interested, and then the month of April, we'll be inviting students and parents to a mandatory orientation. At orientation events, they will learn more about the program, what college student expectations are, to figure out if that's going to be the best fit for them. They might decide after orientation they want to hold off, wait a year, and that's absolutely fine. They have until May 15th to determine if they absolutely want to commit and move forward with these classes.
And if they're interested in signing up, how do they do that at the high school level?
First step would be just meeting with their high school guidance counselor. Getting in there, meeting with them, making sure that they have time in their schedule at the high school, that they're qualified and ready for the experience.
That's been today's Washington Page with Tara Pickens, director of the Kirkwood Washington Regional Center, talking about deadlines for enrolling in the concurrent credit courses for area high school students for next school year, 2017 to 2018. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.